A cruel fate. The king captures Marlborough. Who burns books? What men are so wicked? As they loot the town, the king's soldiers make a bonfire in the street. They break into John Hammond's bookshop, then carry out armfuls of books, which they pile on the cobbles in rough heaps. They feed the bonfire with books for 3 hours. Martin Watts, who works for Hammond, watches them, amazed and helpless. He loses his doubts about the war and decides which side he supports. When he can no longer bear the sight of burning books, Martin tries to protest. A soldier strikes him over the head with a gun and knocks him down. Then he is taken prisoner. He is an unarmed member of the public. He cannot believe this is happening. Martin is 27, a lean figure, neither handsome nor ugly. He has always lived here in Wiltshire. He has little knowledge of war, but as he waits for the king's soldiers to deal with him, he understands that the attack was bound to happen. Marlborough is less than 30 miles from Oxford. The town strongly supports Parliament and has raised money and troops. The king cannot risk having enemies so close. Besides, in Marlborough there are many wealthy homes and a thriving market. The armies on both sides badly need funds. The king's soldiers have come to remove the danger posed by this rebel town, but also to look for booty and fun.